Hello and welcome to Dear Franny, a podcast about true love. I'm your host, Francesca Hoagie. Thank you so much for listening. Wonderful to have you here. So it is Valentine's Day weekend at the time that this podcast is coming out. And Valentine's Day is a holiday that can be very triggering for people. It can be very triggering for single people. It can also be very triggering for people who are in relationships. If maybe Valentine's Day doesn't look like the romantic fantasy that you might have, Valentine's Day, it can just be a problem. And for that reason, I am focusing very much on true love this month of February 2022, because to me, true love starts with self-love. And that is the ultimate true love. And that is what enables you, self-love is what enables you to manifest that and co-create that true love relationship. All right, so let me go back a little bit. So what do I mean by true love? So I define a true love relationship as a relationship that has as its foundations mutual respect, emotional and physical intimacy, emotional and physical safety, commitment, and joy. So that's how I define true love. And I do not define true love as the fairy tale ideal of one perfect person. And once you have that one perfect person, then everything works out magically and you live happily ever after. I think we all can agree that that's not actually how it works, yet that is the fantasy narrative that a lot of people, myself included, definitely absorbed at a very young age. And then it comes up and makes dating and relationships a lot harder because we are focused on getting, quote unquote, getting love from another person, and we are not focused on the love that is already inside of us. When I talk about manifesting love, at least, I'm not saying that a person is literally going to materialize out of thin air, you know, in front of your face, like you have a magic wand and we are in a movie like in Harry Potter or something. I mean, even in Harry Potter, you can't just conjure up people out of thin air. But anyway, it's not that that's how manifestation works, but when you're manifesting love, what you are really doing is you are manifesting a energetic state where the love that you want becomes inevitable because you are embodying that frequency, that energy, that emotion of unconditional love and the openness that allows you to then be attracted to and to have the right people attracted to you. And you see the world differently and you show up in the world differently when you're coming from that energetic state. Now, I know that sounds great, but that might sound a little bit like easier said than done because it can be really difficult to know how to love ourselves. And I've done episodes in the past about self-love and my self-love formula, and I won't go through the whole thing in this particular episode, though I do encourage you to check out past episodes where I do really break down the self-love formula. I want to just focus on a couple of elements of it. I'll just tell you what the whole formula is just so you have it. I'm not leaving you hanging, but I really think of self-love as containing five separate elements. So the first is self-compassion. The second is self-worth. The third is self-validation. The fourth is self-care. And the fifth is self-gratitude. So I want to focus on number one, self-compassion. And self-compassion is, it's number one for a reason, because without self-compassion, without being able to give yourself that grace and that kindness, then, well, life becomes a lot harder. And it certainly becomes a lot harder to open your heart to receive love. You look at a very young child, you can see that they don't have any difficulty loving themselves. They don't have any difficulty accepting themselves. They don't have any difficulty showing up in the world with an open heart because they haven't yet had any of the conditioning or the trauma or the experiences that give them the message that it's not safe to have an open heart in this world. And we all are in that boat to some extent, to varying degrees. And so it's very important for us to be kind to ourselves, just given the fact that we did not choose to have difficulty opening our hearts to receive love. That was not a choice. That was not a conscious choice that we made. This is something that happened. And the first order of business is to just accept the fact that, okay, maybe opening my heart to love feels hard right now. Maybe dating feels hard right now. Maybe relationships feel hard right now. Maybe existing in my world, in my skin feels really hard right now. But are you able to take a step back to take a deep breath and to practice grace, kindness, and compassion towards yourself, even for what feels really, really hard. So if you're having a difficult time with Valentine's Day, with being single in general, with whatever is going on in your life, are you able to be kind to yourself for the situation that you're in, for how you feel, for what feels difficult? Because that is the first step of loving yourself, is to just be able to be kind towards yourself, towards anything that you want to change. Because without that, you're only generating shame. And once you generate shame, then you get really, really, really stuck. We all know how to beat ourselves up. We all know how to give ourselves a hard time. And you also know how that works. Like, what's the outcome of that? Beating yourself up about love, beating yourself up about being single, beating yourself up about whatever circumstances or mistakes that you think that you have made. And maybe you have made mistakes. I mean, you are human after all, right? We all have. But beating yourself up about that is not helpful. So if you want to do better, it is important to give yourself the grace of just allowing yourself to move on. You know, going back to how we come into this world, and we can see this in babies and very young children before, you know, too much of the programming of life gets in the way, you can see that they have this unconditional love. Right? We have within us this ability to love ourselves and other people unconditionally. And that is the energy that it is so important to embody that as much as you possibly can. It makes manifesting love so much easier when you're able to embody that energy. And it starts with yourself. So, you know, there are many ways to go about getting into that energetic state, but I want to keep it really simple. So as I said, you know, self-compassion, that's number one. And then the next is self-worth. And self-worth is just so, so, so important. And it can feel really, really difficult. But the good news about self-worth is that you don't have to wait until you feel worthy to start strengthening your belief and your knowing of your self-worth. Because you actually get to choose to start treating yourself with high self-worth actions, even though they may not feel natural, they may not feel easy, and it may feel really foreign to you right now. You still get to make that choice. You get to choose to start asking yourself, if I truly believe that I was worthy and deserving of having the love that I want, and you are, by the way, what would I do now? And I want to just say, because you're like, well, what if I don't believe I'm worthy? What if I'm not worthy? What if I don't think I'm attractive enough or a good enough person, or I've made too many mistakes, or fill in the blanks, right? It's just going to be too hard for me for whatever reason. Now, I go back to that baby and ask yourself, and if you have a child in your own life who you can think of, that makes this is really helpful to do this exercise, to have a specific child in mind, but it doesn't have to be a specific child. You can just imagine any young baby in the world and ask yourself, what did that child have to do to be worthy of love? What do you have to do to be worthy of love? Are you willing to accept the possibility that you were born worthy and that there is nothing that can ever diminish your worth? Are you willing to accept that possibility? Because if you are willing to accept that possibility, and I hope you are, then you have the opportunity to start to experiment with, if I truly believed I was worthy of having the love that I wanted, what would I do now? And even if you don't know the answer to that question, you can start to just be a little bit of a detective. You can ask yourself, well, what have I been doing up until now? So if I know that I've been doing XYZ, maybe this is an opportunity for me to start to do something differently. If I know that my knee-jerk reaction is to say, avoid dating altogether, then maybe if I truly believe that I could have the love that I want, I deserve that, then I would actually start to put myself out there, even though that feels uncomfortable, even though I have a story about why I should wait or how I need to be better or, you know, fill in the blank reason, even though I'm still choosing to take this high self-worth action. Now, this requires a leap of faith of knowing that by taking that action, your feelings will catch up. And the last thing I want to say on this, because this is going to be a shorter episode, but I want to just give a little testimony from my own life, because this is a journey that I have been on and for a long time. And when it comes to dating, you have so many opportunities to practice and to really demonstrate your level of self-worth in your belief in your worthiness. And I had to recognize it, you know, at some point years ago that I wasn't showing up with high self-worth in my dating. I was accepting crumbs a lot of the time. I was more focused on hoping that a guy would like me and choose me versus being focused on whether or not, do I like him? Is this actually a partnership that I want, right? Is this a dynamic that I want? Is this somebody that I want to be with for the long term? And when I recognized that I was very focused on getting approval from other people, I was very focused on feeling that love was something that was outside of myself and I had to go and find it and hope to get lucky to have it and all of that, that really started to shift things when I started to question that orientation, when I started to question that belief system that led me to accept crumbs when I wanted the whole cake, right? And once I started to recognize the ways in which I was showing up in dating that were out of alignment with what I really wanted, that was a real opportunity for me to start taking different action. That was a real opportunity for me to start saying, wow, I really am into this guy, but, you know, he's really, it's kind of pulling teeth and, you know, he doesn't really have a lot of consistency and, you know, he's flaking on me, but I'm still, you know, taking what I can get. And I have to stop doing that. If I want things to be different, it's up to me to stop doing that. And I had to at first say no and start ending things that I, in my heart, I still wanted to keep going. I liked this guy. But I just saw the situation for what it was because I was willing to look at the situation in reality and not through the lens of fantasy and just say, well, if this person really wanted to be with me, if that's something that he was really ready for and available for, is this how he would be showing up and dating me? No, it's not. And when I recognized that, that was my opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to walk away, even though that feels hard. And by doing that, and it didn't actually take so long of doing that a few times, well, it just became easier and easier and easier. And then it wasn't hard at all. And then before I knew it, a whole different kind of guy started showing up. And I was like, oh yeah, this is what it's like when someone's available. Oh yeah, this is what it's like when somebody's really into you. Oh yeah, this is what it's like when somebody actually really, really wants to go out with you and doesn't just say they want to and doesn't follow up, right? Because I've been there and maybe you have too. So when you start to show up differently in dating, different things start to happen. Your results start to change. And I know that it doesn't feel like that's the case. It might feel like it's really outside of yourself, but trust me, this is something that I have done for myself and I've helped so many of my clients do for themselves. And they're always like, oh my God, I can't believe it. This used to seem so difficult. And so as these actions, this high self-worth actions and that self-compassion becomes more automatic, the feelings catch up. The feelings catch up and you do feel a much deeper love for yourself and it all becomes a lot easier and manifesting love becomes a lot easier. So this Valentine's Day, and especially if you feel triggered, if you feel left out, if this holiday is making you feel unloved or unlovable, please know that you are infinitely lovable. Please know that. And the less that feels like your reality, the more I want you to see that as an invitation to go deeper into learning how to love yourself and put that love into action with the knowledge that your feelings are going to catch up. And once they do, your entire love life is going to change just like mine did. I never could have been in the type of relationship that I am with such a great partner now, if not for the fact that I was willing to confront the ways in which I was betraying myself and how I showed up and realizing that self-love piece was not something that I could avoid because Lord knows I tried. And once I recognized that I couldn't avoid it, not if I wanted to love someone, because you can love other people if you don't love yourself, but you cannot co-create healthy relationships with other people if you don't love yourself, because you will always settle for less than what you deserve. And if you settle for less than what you deserve, then you're only going to be in relationship with people who are willing to give you less than what you deserve. Okay. I know that you deserve more and I know that more is available to you. And I hope that even if you don't 100% believe it yet, you are at least willing to consider the possibility that I am right, and that is true, and I cannot wait for you to see that for yourself. So that's the episode for this week, and I thank you so much for listening. If you are not already following the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, whichever platform that you are listening, please go ahead and tap that subscribe button and make sure that you don't miss any future episodes. You can also stay in touch with me. I am at Dear Franny on Instagram and Clubhouse, and I do invite you to join me on Clubhouse, especially for this month of February. I am currently the Clubhouse app icon. So if you go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and you download the Clubhouse app, you will see my face smiling at you. And if you get on Clubhouse, you'll also be able to join me for lots of rooms that I'm doing this month about self-love, about self-care, about manifestation, and so many great things. So I really would love to see you there, quote unquote, see you there because it's all audio. But I would love to see your profile photo there and connect with you on Clubhouse. So catch me there, everyone. And if you are so inclined, I would also very much appreciate a review, a rating of the podcast. Let me know what you think about it. And thank you again so much for listening. Happy love day. Happy love month. Happy love life. Happy true love. And until next time, take care. Bye-bye.